The recent conference of Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation held in Vietnam has highlighted how far the West has come east in its effort to ride China's wave, but for Australia there is a growing awareness in the region of our role as a military force. Dr. Sarah Davis from the Queensland University of Technology believes Australia has been demanding more from our neighbours.
During the last few years, as Australia is increasingly asserting its opinion as to how it thinks Pacific nations should be governed, and their argument is, you know, essentially, stay out of our business, and if we want you, we'll call you, and if we don't, that means, you stick to your own backyard, so to speak. But I think it is a mixed problem there. I think in the sense that, you know, Australian government argues that, you know, we provide aid and therefore we have a right to some extent to dictate how that aid should be spent. I think the question is, though, is at what point does you know, advice become intervention? And also at what stage, I suppose the Pacific Nations would say, is at what stage can we sort of determine our own sovereignty and rule as we wish? And in particular, I think something that I've heard them, you know, particularly PNG, argue a lot is that Australia doesn't have this sort of level of interference in Asian states in relation to their forms of governance. So why is there this belief that they can interfere as much in the Pacific states? I think that's the argument that they're making. Whether or not you agree with it is, I guess, the next.
Yeah, with Australia's participation in the APEC conference, are we seen as independent of the United States, or are we seen, as John Howard once said, as the deputy sheriff of the region?
Good question. I mean, I think the most really interesting thing that came out of this APEC summit is John Howard's very assertive commitment to Asia. He gave at that one of the closing addresses that he gave in Vietnam at a dinner that, you know, we now consider ourselves to be part of Asia, and that's a real direct contrast to what he was saying when he first came in. So I think there's definitely this belief by John Howard that, you know, economically and security-wise, we have to make this strong engagement with Asia. I don't think he necessarily sees that engagement, though, as being separate to his close relationship with the United States. I don't think he'd ever be so, careless, perhaps, to ever call himself the deputy sheriff again. But I definitely do think he's watching what George Bush is doing and saying. George Bush and his administration have said that they're very serious about Asia. They know economically it's the region that they have to strongly engage in. And so I think to a certain degree John Howard is taking his cues from that. But I think it's also just a strategic awareness that this is the region we're in, and John Howard's realised that, you know, there is benefit.
Asuija Indriaki is the head of the Indonesian Students Association at Adelaide University, and she says that whilst Australia's intervention in East Timor came as a shock to many Indonesians, it has since been understood in a more positive light. But she believes that many Indonesians feel Australia is pushing the United States agenda in the region.
Especially with Howard's government now, I think that the Australian government is more likely to be seen as the deputy sheriff of the US, and much of the policy is just kind of being sort of ordered by the US. And yeah, we don't see that Australia is really free from the US influence, especially in Asia Pacific and especially to East Asian countries.
Globally, anti-Americanism is on the rise, especially prevalent in Europe. Is there a growing anti-Australian rhetoric in Indonesia at all?
I don't think that Indonesia is a kind of anti-Australian, because we've been neighbors for so long, and Indonesians are quite, they know what Australians have been doing to Indonesia, especially with the boxing tsunami. They've been very generous in giving the Indonesian kind of aid, helps and support and anything. Also, the Australian government has been giving a lot of scholarship for the Indonesian students. I don't think that they're kind of anti-Australians in Indonesia. So it's just kind of sometimes when the Australian government made policies like that asylum seekers, giving 42 TP visas to the asylum seekers, it sometimes blows kind of bad feeling to Indonesians.